The United Nations Secretary General is appealing to the world's main nuclear disarmament forum to get down to work after years of deadlock, warning that it is in danger of sinking. Ban Ki-moon's message, read to the 65-nation Conference on Disarmament yesterday, came as it held its first meeting of 2012. The body hasn't produced anything substantial since the 1996 nuclear test ban treaty. Archbishop Silvano Tomasi is the Holy See's permanent observer to the UN in Geneva. He spoke to us about his hopes for a breakthrough.
The Conference on Disarmament that has resumed its work yesterday here in Geneva, that is the seat of this activity of the United Nations, is facing a very delicate moment in its history, because for the last 15 years or so, there has been no real activity, no real positive result. And both the Secretary General of the United Nations and the General Assembly have kind of given an ultimatum to the conference that it should either produce an agenda of work and begin some serious negotiation to start a new treaty, cutting off the production of fissile material for atomic, for military use, or else to face the possibility that the conference itself becomes irrelevant and being a waste of money. Maybe it's time to think of an alternative. There are some 65 member states now of this conference out of the 193 member states of the United Nations. And be confronted with this reality, some countries are pushing the idea of enlarging the number of members. There is an informal group of observer states, and the Holy See is among these observer states, that is encouraging the conference itself to appoint a special rapporteur on the enlargement of the conference so that more strength be given to this body in pursuing its mandate, that is the elimination of nuclear weapons from the world. The rule or procedure of the Conference on Disarmament is by consensus. It's a unanimous way of proceeding, so that even one state alone can block everything. And in fact, for the last several years, Pakistan alone has been preventing any direct action by the conference, and the argument of Pakistan is that it doesn't want to be in a asymmetric position vis-a-vis its neighbor India, and wants to have the same or the equivalent atomic power for mutual deterrence. In this way, however, the end result is that the conference itself is paralyzed and is stagnant and doesn't move forward with new initiative, and it becomes a risk to become irrelevant. So we hope that this 2012 will break the impasse and opens up the possibility of a productive conference of disarmament, as it has been in years past, that has managed to produce some important treaties that have been very useful for guaranteeing peace in the world.